Here's Music Appreciation. From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, you're welcome to the music of the orchestra, scored and conducted by Frank DeBall. You'll meet Les Paul, Wizard of the Guitar, and his trio, and tonight's guests, the Thrasher Sisters, top swing vocalists, and Jack Jenny, master of the jazz trombone. Your commentator will be Reuben Gaines. This is Music Depreciation. House lights are dim. In fact, due to a slight misunderstanding with the electric company, they're out. And we present your commentator. This man is eminently learned in the field of musical letters. His experience is vast and renowned. Music is his 40. To be accurate, it comes closer to 50. I present him with pride, Dr. Reuben Gaines.
Huh? Oh. Good evening. The nooks and crannies of these ivy-covered walls are literally overflowing with the spirit of great music tonight. Dr. Frankenstein Duvall is pleased to present, besides the members of his immediate family in the orchestra, such renowned artists as Professor Lesky Paul, the sisters Thrasherino, and trombonist Jack Schneider Benny.
Jenny.
A brother act. Our concert begins this evening with a reading by Dr. Duvall of the Mexican Hat Dance. The theme opens by describing companies of old gentlemen gathered at the tavern bars. This is titled Creaking in the Joints. It concludes with a sprightly picture of the woman's section of a downtown department store. There is much bustle. This was written in the 1890s, of course. Dr. Duvall. It will doubtless be disinteresting to review briefly some of the highlights of the career of Professor Lesky Paul prior to introducing him for the evening. The professor's artistic endeavors began when he conducted a dramatic stock company which featured Shakespeare. The theater burned down one night, and the professor was enabled to amass a considerable fortune through the sale of smoked ham. In a moment, we are to hear him perform the arioso for guitar and a hand-picked ensemble of relatives, Tea for Two. It tells the charming story of a maiden who goes fishing on a quiet lake for perch. All is peaceful when suddenly tragedy strikes. She drops her diamond ring into the water. It sinks to the bottom. She searches, dives for it, but apparently the ring is lost. Finally, she becomes reconciled to the loss, catches a fish, and goes home. She fries the fish, takes a bite, and as her teeth come together, what do they meet? A fish bone. We see the professor is still with us. We are delighted tonight to bring to our audience of music lovers a first appearance of the gifted Sisters Thrasherino, an operatic ensemble whose life work has been the extinguishing of light opera. For a time, they were connected with a brilliant coloratura soprano named Madalena Murphy, an artist noted for her cadenzas. One evening, the great Madame Murphy came to grief. She was singing a concert for an audience of laborers, and on the final high note of her famous cadenza, her voice gave way. The audience rose in a body and cried, "Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's cadenza?" But enough of delightful reminiscing. The Sisters Thrasherino have chosen the aria Over the Rainbow. This is dramatic music. The ancient seafaring soldiers, the Argonauts, go forth for adventure. Finally, they return home to find a multitude awaiting them on the shore, singing a song of welcome. They respond with the thrilling aria, "From the Argonauts to You." Here are the Sisters Thrasherino.
Mm-hmm.
It is always a pleasure, beyond expression, to welcome such eminent masters as Dr. Jack Schneider Jenny to these halls. It might be delightfully unnecessary to remark briefly on the youth of Dr. Jenny. When he undertook a lifetime of music, the trombone was not regarded highly. The doctor had to devote himself to a poor and ragged existence as a musician walking from town to town. "Woe is me," he would sing. "The trombone is connected to the footbone." He plays first the Oriental con no tiki no washi China boy. We observe first a bewildered centipede beating his way through a concertmaster's hair. This is the Jungle Jim motif. And we see a group of revelers in a tavern. We hear a voice proclaim, "It's 12 o'clock." Dr. Jenny. Thank you. blissful moment of peace and silence, intermission, a brief word concerning our eminent conductor, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall. We may have neglected to mention in passing that his musical endeavors began in the ancient village of Harping on the Subject. He learned music from a Trinidad singer of indifferent quality who sang Calypso Zoho. In a moment, we hear the Maestoso Martial every time we say goodbye. You will be most attracted by its theme, known as the melodic line. We notice gradually that the melodic line sags in the middle. This is the wash day motif. Then a passage based on the music of the 16th century. It was played first for the king, who listened, then cried, "Zounds, get the lead out and give him the molten foot." We see that Dr. Duvall is on the podium. The music lovers are on Benzedrine. And here's the work. With pleasure that we resume our melodic communion with the sisters Fascherino. In a moment, they are to bring us their reading of the Nocturno Nostalgique, Back Home in Indiana. This music gives us a tender story written about the measures of a famous poem. We have prevailed upon our conductor, Dr. Duvall, to read us the dramatic lines of this brilliant poetry. Dr. Duvall.
Willie found some dynamite. He couldn't understand it, quite. Curiosity never pays. It rained Willie for 7 days.
The second movement is intended by the conductor to be living, breathing music. The critic suggested a pull motor. Finally, a passage dedicated by the composer to 5 dear friends. The Rallentandy for Andy, Handy, Mandy, Randy, and Gandy. We present the sisters Thrasherino.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candy. the sycamore for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrant delight from the fields I used to roam in. When I dream about the moonlight on a raw bed, then I long for my Indiana home. Take me back to Indiana, where I belong. Indiana, 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 Anna. Take me back to Indiana, Indiana home. Back home again, back in Indiana. And it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight shining in the window brightly for me. Through the sycamore tree for me. All about the new mown hay, sending all of its fragrance from the fields I used to roam in. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, that's when I long for my Indiana.
The work that brings tonight's masterful concert to a close is a concerto for trombone connected to the orchestra. The 1908 Stanley Steamer motif, I Can't Get Started, featuring the eminent Dr. Jack Schneider Jenny. Incidentally, the reappearance of Dr. Duvall in this music reminds us of an unamusing incident in his lifetime as a conductor. It was obvious that the doctor entered music with an axe to grind. It was ground, but he should never have shown it to the critics. Besides, the axe was ground round, which cost him an extra 6 red points. Dr. Jenny has arranged this work as a peaceful, restful, thoughtful composition. As it concludes, we observe the musicians joyfully making kindling from the woodwinds. The conductor gasses the brasses. Music lovers catch the spirit and turn down thumbs on the drums. And the critics take the axes to the saxes. Dr. Jenny, Dr. Duvall, the orchestra, and the works. has been Music Depreciation. Ruben E. Gaines speaking. Good night, music lovers.
From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, this has been Music Depreciation, arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall for the orchestra, the Les Paul Trio, and tonight's guests, the Thrasher Sisters and Jack Jenny. Your commentator was Reuben Gaines. This is Tony Lofrano speaking. See you next week on Music Depreciation. This is Mutual.